93.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The email that we got into the show for a second date update today read less like a date and more like a scene from the movie The Hangover.
Oh.
It sounded like a wild date.
Whoa.
I won't tell you about it. I'll let Audrey tell you about it herself, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Audrey? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you currently caring for a baby that's not yours?
Yeah, are you stuck on a rooftop?
Is there a tiger involved?
No tigers were involved or harmed in the making of this date.
Okay,
but your email sounds like you had a crazy night with this dude that you want to call. What's his name, by the way?
Ken.
Ken, all right. So before we get into the actual date, tell us how you met Ken.
We met online.
Okay.
So I didn't really know a whole lot about him. We just kind of gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. First date, just out at a bar, like a dive bar.
Okay, that sounds pretty mellow so far. Pretty typical.
Yeah, I mean, it started like a normal date, but I know how to take something and have a good time with it. Okay. I'm not like a typical girl.
All right.
Okay.
So tell us what happened.
So we went to this dive bar and we were drinking beers, playing arcade games. I'm a video game fan myself.
Okay.
Cool.
So yeah, it was fun. And then we were playing like the pull tabs.
Oh yeah.
That's fine. I love pull tabs.
And that is actually, pull tabs are a great first date.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I've never thought about it.
And every once in a while you win money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And it's something to talk about, something to celebrate or commiserate with, depending on how it goes.
That does sound chill.
Yeah. So I actually won. I won $60.
Sweet.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. See?
See how cool I am?
Yeah.
So Ken made a joke that we should just turn it all into ones and go to the strip club.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. I figured I'd call him on his bluff and see if that's something he really wanted to do.
Well, and you know, behind every joke is also truth. So I'm guessing he was down.
He was down.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah. I do feel like that this is a really romantic first date story. Like your pull tab money turned into stripper tips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every great date has to start somewhere.
Yeah. That's a very, very well said.
Yeah.
So did you guys actually go to the strip club then?
We did. We did.
Woo!
We had a ton of fun. We were doing shots and I actually bought him a dance.
Nice.
I just thought it would be funny. And then we hooked up a little in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That is so gross. dirty, not is
right.
In, like, I think you're dirty. I just think that the bathroom of a strip club is a disgusting place filled with germs.
Yeah, strip club bathrooms are never very nice.
No.
But,
I mean,
awesome first date. You guys played pull tabs, then you took the money, went to a strip club, and then messed around in the strip club bathroom.
Sounds
like,
cool
this
me.
Dude had to have been loving life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So did it come to an end, or did you guys stay the night with each other? Where'd you go after the strip club?
Well, yeah, so when we were hooking up in the bathroom, we got kicked out. The manager, he kicked us out.
That's awkward.
I do feel like it's kind of hypocritical of the strip club.
Yeah,
like,
what? Excuse me,
you know?
No sexualness around here.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what they do. I don't know. If it was probably for the best because we'd had a lot of shots at that point. So we got in an Uber, and the Uber dropped me off first, and I thought about inviting him in. But I didn't end up doing it. I was like, you know what? I don't want to make it too easy for him. I want, you know, to be able to work to get.
I mean, we were just messing around in a strip club bathroom. I don't want this guy thinking that it's all going to be so easy.
That's mixing.
I mean, I just can't believe you're worried about sending any signal.
I am a lady.
It's fine. Like, who cares at this point?
I think I maybe had, like, I don't want to say sobered up because I definitely hadn't. But maybe I was just thinking a little more clearly when we got to my house. And
okay.
I was like, this is where I'm going to cut it.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
So I'm guessing you guys did have a good night kiss.
Well, no, actually, just the bathroom incident.
What?
Oh. Okay. You didn't even kiss goodnight?
No, I think he was expecting me to invite him inside and was, like, waiting for it. So he didn't go in for the kiss because he just kind of assumed. And then I was like, well, have a great night. It's been fun.
Bye.
Audrey, I think that's, like, a baller move. Like, this guy is totally expecting to go to your house and stay the night. And then you didn't do it.
Right.
You got him all riled up,
I mean,
though.
You're keeping him on his toes.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. So, I mean, we were texting a little bit the next day. So I thought everything was cool. And then all of a sudden, just silent. Like, I haven't heard from him since.
Why do you think he stopped talking to you?
I don't know if he thinks I'm like a party girl and maybe he's trying to find someone more serious, but like he doesn't really know me well enough to make that assumption yet.
If this was me, I think he's pouting. Like, what? We were kissing. You took me to a strip club. You got all this sexuality around me and then you just say goodnight and I'd be a baby and I wouldn't call you either.
That's so weird.
That's just me.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, then that's not cool. Because I was so cool to him the whole day. Like, what other girl is going to, you know, throw down drinking beers, playing games, go to a strip club? Like,
are
you kidding?
Right.
Special.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised he's not calling you back. And that's the only thing you can think of is maybe he just thinks you're too wild.
I mean, I'm a little taller than him. Aren't guys real self-conscious about that kind of thing?
Yeah, some are. Yeah.
I mean, did he mention that at all on your date?
No, but I mean, I've had guys not want to date me because of my height before.
Okay. All right. We'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. Don't go to a strip club or anything. Just wait out. Wait a few minutes, okay?
No, I'm cool.
All right.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to today's second date update.
Oh, my God.
Taking center stage right now is Audrey. She's working hard for you.
No.
After she gets off stage, Audrey is going to give out free lap dances in the bathroom for anybody willing to date her. Maybe play some pull tabs. Enjoy yourself. Give it up for Audrey one more time.
Yeah.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Not
We're not exactly helping your party girl image, are we, Audrey?
No.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Audrey went out with a dude named Ken. They met online, and they went out to a bar. She actually won money on pull tabs and made a joke, hey, let's go to the strip club with it. And then they actually did that. They went to the strip club. They kind of hooked up a little bit in the bathroom before they were kicked out. And then they took an Uber together. It dropped her off at her house first. Now he's not calling her back. They did text a little bit. And the only reason that Audrey can think of is that maybe he thinks she's too wild or the fact that she's too tall.
I mean, did you think at some point that this guy could be boyfriend material?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell on the first date, but I mean, I liked him. I definitely wanted to go out again.
It's especially hard to tell on the type of first date that you had if somebody's boyfriend material.
I was thinking maybe in the first half hour things were...
Before you got wasted?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we were talking, we really did have a lot in common, so...
Yeah. You guys both like strippers, you both like pull tabs, mm-hmm. both like playing video games. I mean, it sounds like a match made in heaven,
it
really.
It sounds like love.
Yeah.
I know, like, what guy says no to this?
Apparently only Ken right now.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ken?
This is Ken.
Ken, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
You say this is a radio show?
Yeah, it's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Brooke and Jubal, got it.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hey.
Hey, why are you guys calling me?
Just checking in with people around town.
God, no, we're not.
I'm calling you because we do want a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Okay. How does this involve me?
Because you recently went on a date with somebody and then now you've kind of ghosted them.
Wow, okay. So I'm guessing this is about Audrey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Audrey emailed us, and she told us about your date. Sounds like a great time, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Audrey told you about what happened? Like, what? Why would she do that?
Because she wanted to tell us what a great night she had.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it was fun. I mean, she was cool. She's really cool.
Why is your voice going up so high? You sound, I don't know, nervous, anxious?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, we're talking about my personal love life on the radio, I guess. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's true.
I can see that. Well, you said that she was cool and everything, then why don't you want to see her again?
No, I mean, like I said, she's pretty great. The date was almost perfect, but, you know, it's just not quite perfect. Like, she's not quite my type.
What? Ken, you realize no one is ever perfect. Like, if that's your standard, that will always disappoint you.
Well, I disagree. I mean, look, she checks a lot of boxes. She's fun. She's kind of a wild night. I appreciated that. Like, you know, check.
Double check?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Is it because she's taller than you? She said that she thinks one of the things you might have been.
I like tall girls. Girls my height are taller. I'm all in. Like, yes, check.
Okay.
She likes a lot of stuff I like. She likes, you know, video games. We like a little bit of dancing, a lot of music. We have all this stuff
she
in common.
She likes strippers.
Yeah, she told you about that too? Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, check that box.
Wow. All right, well, yeah, I mean, she's honest. Check that box too. She's honest.
So what's the unchecked?
If I got to be honest with you, and I feel like I'm kind of compelled to be honest here, I mean, she got to love baseball.
What?
I mean, if I'm looking for somebody to like that's like legit gonna be, you know, my partner, like my wife someday, like you gotta check all the boxes. Like this is how it's gonna be.
So you think that this girl is perfect all except for she doesn't like baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say that's like a deal breaker with me, but it's a big part of my life. I mean, I got season tickets. I've been following since I was a kid.
Okay. Wow. So, but she checks like every single other box you have.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just not baseball.
Look, I'm missing my partner who likes baseball, and she was not it.
But you here's the thing, Ken. Listen, the man I married loves basketball. Like his whole family, college basketball players. They live and breathe basketball. I can't stand it. And you know what? It's okay. He can have his own interests. I don't have to be into everything.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like he settled.
What? Ken, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's healthy in a relationship to have different likes and different interests.
Hey, she got like her own things, you know, but the language of love and a lifetime of partnership with me is going to be baseball. I mean, it's baseball. That's it.
Maybe you should date a baseball player. Yeah. You ever thought of that?
That's a tough one, but I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep searching.
Okay. Can I ask, Ken, why do you think she hates baseball?
She just told me flat out she was not a fan. Ooh. And I mean, again, I appreciate her honesty, but that just to me is like, whoa, that's a big letdown.
Yeah. Right.
And it was frustrating. And here's the thing. She's not even that kind of girl who hates sports altogether or whatever. No, she just dislikes baseball.
It sounds like you sound so stern about this. There's no way to change your mind here, Ken.
Look, if she could just stop in her own stance on it, maybe come with me to a few games, watch a few games together, try it out.
Let's ask her then. You want to ask her if she would be into trying to give baseball a shot for you?
What do you mean? Like just like send an email to her?
No, I mean talk to her right now because Audrey is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
I'm here. I can hear everything you said.
Oh my God.
Baseball? Really?
Okay, this is...
I've been to baseball games. I've had people explain the sport to me.
Audrey,
I just think it's boring.
Oh my God.
Sport.
Okay, this is a lot right now. This is a lot.
This is a lot.
I know, I'm sorry to rock your world like that, you know?
He doesn't know what to be more upset about.
You go on a radio show and talk about our date, and then you mention... You say baseball's boring. I mean, That's like sacrilege. That's piercing. That's like soul crushing.
Soul crushing? It's a hobby of yours. You're allowed to have hobbies. I'm allowed to have hobbies.
Okay, first of all, not a hobby. Not at all. Not a hobby.
It's a hobby. Like, you don't play it professionally, so it's like not your job. It's not your career. It's a hobby. You watch other people play it.
No, hold on. Yes, I do play. I play in a rec league. I've been team captain of that team for 5 seasons.
Oh my God.
Team captain for 5 seasons.
I bet you are insufferable on the field.
Oh, come on. No. I play third base. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows third base players.
Hey, that's what I call the hot corner, right? That's the hot corner.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Why are you wasting my time then if you have such a strict checklist? Cost me.
Audrey, why don't you just give it a chance? Why are you so against it?
Do you think this is the first time I've ever, like, tried to get into baseball? Like, you're the first guy who's ever brought this up. I've been to games. I've tried to learn it. And then I just didn't really want to because it's boring. I haven't been told all the rules
again.
and explained how it's played.
Do you realize how hurtful that is, Audrey? Like, it hurts hearing that word. Boring, it hurts me, like, to the core.
Wow.
That's a very painful
word. I'm sorry that you had to hear that.
But, Ken, why? I mean, are you, like, that desperate to have someone go to the games with you? Don't you have a buddy that you can take instead of a girlfriend?
But I want a partner. I want, like, a life partner to experience his life passion with me. It's a passion. It's part of me.
Why couldn't you just say straight up, I won't date a girl who doesn't like baseball, and then you wouldn't have gotten my number in the first place?
Right.
I bent the rules for you on, like, what a girl would typically do. You can't bend the rules. You're a very strict checklist for me, and I can be allowed to not check one of your boxes.
Good point.
This is bending my rules a bit. I've never, like, been on the radio trying to explain my personal passion. I can't continue this conversation with this person. I can't do it.
Okay, well,
wow.
Before you go, Ken, would you like to go on a second date with Audrey? We'll pay for it. Then you guys can talk in person.
Audrey, listen, straight up, you are almost perfect. Almost if you just like baseball. I'm serious.
No, I don't even want to go on another date with this guy.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, if you want to go find your perfect girl who loves baseball like you do and check all the other boxes, go ahead and keep looking, but you are going to be single for a very long time.
Oh. Would you say, Audrey, that he was going to strike out?
Oh, no.
I couldn't help it.
Hey, I will never be single because I have baseball.
Okay.
All right.
Well, married to the game.
I'm glad that baseball can keep you warm at night, Ken. Sorry.
Oh, man.
That's right. If I swipe it, they will come.
If you swipe it, they will come? Like, what does that even mean? What?
Oh, my God. Field of Dreams. Are you kidding me?
This is the worst day ever for Ken.
That's amazing.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.